Many years ago, there was a couple. They were both theologians, and her mother was dying in Ottawa. And they were up where I was at Madonna House, and they wanted me to come down and visit her because they said she's in denial. I mean, she's not, you know, she's not facing the fact that she's dying. And so I said, oh, all right. So it was 130 miles to drive down to Ottawa, and I did. And they brought me into the room, and they said, you know, Mom, this is Father Francis, and they took off. And the minute they left, she said to me, I know I'm dying. I mean, she figured the whole thing out. It's just that I just don't like the fuss they're making. So then she asked me a question. She said, tell me, is it hard to die? And I said, well, I could walk out of here and get hit by a truck, but chances are you're closer to death than I am. So I'll tell you what I know. I said, when you were raising your children, were there times when you had to let go of your own ideas, your own plan, your own comfort, your own, for the sake of the children? She said, sure. I said, you see, that's already a little death. You see, you lose your grasp on your control of your life. And the more you've been doing that, the easier this step will be. She said, well, that's great. I got that. I understand that. You know. And so we talked a little while longer. She asked me to bless her. I did. I asked her to bless me. She did. And I left. And she died a few days later. But what our Lord is telling us today in the gospel is that same law. The more we hang on to our own existence, our own comfort, our own reputation, the harder it is to die. And the more we let go of that, the easier it is to die. And the point is that one way or the other, we're going to die. And what you see in a man like Lawrence, you see, is that not only was he heroic in the sufferings that they imposed on him in his death, which is the image we most often associate with him being roasted on a gridiron, and his remark, "Turn me over, I'm done on this side," you know, which certainly shows a tremendous charismatic control of pain. But you see, his whole life was care of the poor. And though much of what he administered was the goods of the church, he kept nothing. And he served. He let go of his life. At one point, in fact, his arrest happened because, you know, people, sure, they want to persecute Christians. So there's no doubt about it. But normally they'll persecute rich Christians because that's where the money is. If you arrest somebody and put him in jail and condemn him to life, he can go take his house. The guy has no house, why bother? That's often what happens. Well, of course, Lawrence didn't have much, but anyhow, the officials in Rome, the government, said, we want you to gather for us the treasures of the church. He said, all right. So he said, in 3 days, please come to the church, the big church. So they did. And as they walked in, all the poor were all in that church. The church was crowded with the poor. And he said, my friends, this is the treasure of the church. Now, he was right, theologically. But that wasn't what they were thinking of. And that was one of the reasons they arrested him and tortured him and killed him. Now, nobody likes to suffer and die. But we have made such an unrealistic expectation of life that it's a shock. Now, blessed be God. I mean, we celebrate the Feast of a Martyr. We've got to think about this sort of stuff. You know, they just captured 20-something fellas who were going to blow up planes between here and Britain, huh? Over at Heathrow. They were certainly going to get ready to die. Well, what does this mean to us? It means this deep change in our whole attitude, in our whole outlook on reality. Reality is not there to be manipulated and dominated for our comfort. That's not what it's there for. It's there to speak to God, of God, and to serve us, but not to be dominated. And as we dominate only for our own comfort, any discomfort becomes an incredible difficulty. And we don't understand. You know, if you go to the gym, there's a sign all the time, right? No pain, no gain. Of course, most people there are trying to lose weight. But, you know, our Lord is telling us, you see, is that service of Him involves following Him and having a different view of the mystery of life and being ready to sacrifice ourselves and not be surprised at pain, of difficulty, not just physical pain, spiritual pain, and so forth. And the promise is in the last line. The Father will honor whoever serves me. Think of that. The Father will honor you. We have that song we sing, and part of it is God the Father gets up from His throne and comes and embraces you. Well done, good servant. That's the promise. And so the challenge is to put ourselves to trouble for things that are more important than our comfort. Prayer. Time for prayer. Morning prayer. Getting up for prayer. You know, putting ourselves to trouble for the things that serve the Lord. And so that if it does come to that we're thrown in jail or so forth, we'll have all the grace we need. But we won't be surprised. And that, I think, is one of the lessons we can get from St. Lawrence today and from so many thousands of martyrs, that suffering in life is not some incredible error. It's part of life.